Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Dave, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, I want to thank you for your efforts and request a topic. Below are a couple of links to stories from Futurism. I thought they might be of interest to you. Well Dave, thanks for the donation as well as the suggestions. I'll cover them in two videos, and this is the second one. In the second half of the video, I'm going to talk about Twitter, or X as it's now called, and how I've actually been monetized there, and how I think we finally have a true competitor to YouTube. But first, let me go over that article you sent me, and it's called Guy Who Uses AI to Post as Voluptuous Influencer Says, I Usually Just Call Myself Her Manager. So this guy Pierre created a 21-year-old fake influencer named Natalia Novak that lives a glamorous lifestyle. Here are some pictures of her. If you didn't know any better, you'd think that this is a real woman that was using filters to make herself look perfect. Women have basically screwed themselves at this point by making filters to enhance their image, to compete with one another on social media. And now guys can create AI-generated girls, and you won't know if they're real women or not, because you have no idea if they're just real women using filters. Natalia's Twitter page already has 12,000 followers. There are also 19 members on her Patreon, plus over 30,000 followers on Instagram. We're now entering the age where men start competing with women for online simp bucks. I think that at this point, the only way women are able to compete is to start using AI as well. But women are generally behind the curve when it comes to new technologies, because they don't generally do something unless it becomes socially acceptable and very easy. They're also very careful socially in a world that's going to require innovation and risk-taking. As for Natalia Novak, the man behind her, Pierre, says that he's just playing the character behind her. Beauty has always had value because it's rare. But what happens when everyone can look beautiful online, even if it's not really them? How will status be recalculated? I think it's going to be about how interesting of a person you are in your humor and stories that you share. AI still doesn't seem to have those things covered yet. As for Pierre creating Natalia, he's not the only one doing this. Most of the people on Natalia's page don't actually make mention that she's an AI-generated person, even though at the top of the Twitter page it mentions that she's a virtual AI influencer. If you pay 10 bucks a month, you will get access to spicy content from her as well. I didn't see if Natalia had a Lonely Fans page, but you know that stuff like that is coming. Most people don't realize that she's not real. Pierre says that some influencers are also using AI to enhance their own online appearance. In many of her pictures, she looks more real than the airbrushed ethots that do a terrible job at photoshopping themselves and end up looking a little too fake. Pierre also thinks the reason most people aren't screaming from the rooftops that virtual women like Natalia are computer-generated is because of the fantasy elements, that their fans don't care that she's not real. I think most of them are too dumb to even realize it. If I saw her Twitter or Instagram page, unless I knew she was AI-generated, I never would have guessed. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to it's almost over for Lonely Fans models and real ethot influencers as AI steals men's eyeballs and attention away from them clown world show. Many of the people in the comments section under Natalia's posts, including women, ironically enough, are praising her. Some of those women being less attractive yet very real female influencers, probably just looking for exposure for their own social media. Women are going to accept AI influencers even if they ruin their own ability to suck money as simps, because if the AI influencer comments on one of their posts, it gives them more followers. Thus, they're willing to trade the short-term game in followers and accept that they will slowly be replaced by artificial thoughts in the long run. The thing about men is that we value physical fitness and beauty above all else, especially as we get older and the vast majority of women we run into our age or older have run out of looks, and it just reveals that they never had any good personality to begin with. Age reveals the few industrious creative women out there that I can count on only one or two hands. Women have already blurred the line between real and artificial using Instagram filters and relatively simple AI. They have doomed themselves doing this because AI creates fake women that look like they were run through such filters in the first place. I just can't get over that fact, that the very same technology women have been using to enhance themselves is going to help lead to them losing almost all of their attention from men. Well, at least they can continue having their female friends liking their posts on social media if all the men disappear. Older women in their 40s and beyond rely on their friends for that little pick-me-up. So it's probably just going to be the women in their teens, 20s, and 30s that are going to have to rely on that strategy as well now. I think that's about all I got to say on the AI thought topic. For the rest of the video, I want to discuss what happened with Twitter, or now X as it's called. Around August 10th, I saw the option to monetize my account. And I thought, why not? As I've been averaging well over 10 to 15 million impressions a month, so all those eyeballs have to be worth something, don't they? Considering that Andrew Tate was already getting paid, I figured I might as well do so as well. I was expecting at most to make $100 or $200 a month for all the reposting that I was doing of basic memes, as part of my plan to get good memes for my Memes of the Week segments. I monetized and then I forgot about it. 10 days later, I wake up and I get an email telling me that I now have $2,000 deposited into my bank account that day. I thought this has to be a joke, and thought someone was trying to troll me or scam me. But it's no scam. It was real. I was kind of shocked because that was only after about a week. Apparently some X accounts perform better than others and make way more money. For example, Tim Pool had well over 400 million impressions, and he only made 3 times the money that I did with 40 times the traffic. I don't know if they retroactively monetized me, or if it was just for the 7 or 8 days since I was monetized. But this is fantastic news, and it highlights how much YouTube has been ripping off its creators over the years. If I somehow make over $8,000 a month from Max, that would be more than I ever made in a single month from YouTube video ads. I was building my Twitter account up from December 2022, after Elon took over, because I had a hunch that he would start paying people to post and build the audience on his platform. I paid $10 a month for a blue checkmark, and people were laughing at me telling me it was a complete waste of money. I figured it was better to verify my account because I did hear that Elon was going to start paying creators for posting at some point, but only if they had that blue checkmark. I also got the idea to start making my Memes of the Week videos right after I started posting on X. So my gamble of doing work and posting for an hour each day and adding additional followers on Twitter has more than paid off now. Now we're probably going to see a mad scramble as creators start to flood in, trying to grow as they taste cash, the way that sharks taste period blood in the water. But what happens when Elon monetizes videos on Twitter? You can already post ones that are 42 minutes long. This is the ultimate YouTube killer that we've all been waiting for, that offers freedom of speech and actually pays us. I'm not stupid thinking that this is going to last longer than a year or two. I'll take my money as a bonus and keep buying Bitcoin and big tech shares with it. So you're thinking that that was a welcome surprise and a good day for me. But you see, the universe, or God, loves throwing good and bad news at me at the same time. So later in the day, I find some discolored skin in, let's say, a sensitive area, and then I was worried that it might be cancer. Stuff like that always seems to happen to me. Last year, YouTube prevented me from posting content for a week, so I decided to travel around for a week and make some travel videos. I get up the next morning after I was taken down and given that strike, and I was ready for my week-long adventure. And then suddenly I got a huge pilonidal cyst infection that morning on my backside that eventually needed surgery. I spent the next week at the emergency room at a doctor's office, and I couldn't sit for almost a year. Hopefully the discoloration I brought up is just bruising and nothing more serious. I don't really want to end up like Vention or Mr. Medicare. As for the X monetization, I suspect there's going to be a mad scramble from people paying for blue check marks that will start reposting tweets trying to build up their own following as quickly as possible, so they can make thousands of bucks a month doing that as well. Also be aware that Rumble has been dicking some people around in the manosphere with regards to Super Chat money and hasn't paid some of them for well over 2 or 3 months. So don't count on that platform being around in a few years. Musk looks like he's on the way to building a platform that financially rewards freedom of speech more than YouTube, at least in the short run. Leftists are also complaining that X is turning into a place full of hate, meaning that they can't censor it and they hate that. As for my monetization, I can now make money reposting images of women embarrassing themselves on that platform. I don't really care about which platform I can spread my ideas on, and won't be leaving any of them willingly because I suspect if YouTube gets desperate one day, they'll probably remonetize all of the controversial channels. I just think that YouTube is going to get into serious trouble as X pays creators more, and that is going to show everyone how much YouTube has been ripping people off and underpaying for a very long time. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Dave for the donation as well as the topics. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that hopefully Sandman won't get smashed up his schwing-schwang by cancer. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the 21-year-old women that are smart enough to realize that AI will steal all their peak sexual marketplace value and attention away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.